Dit is So Many Roads op Grollo Radio. Samenstelling en presentatie Peter Schavenmaker.
Welkom bij So Many Roads, waarin we de wegen van de blues, de country, de Americana, de nederpop en de soul verkennen. Tot 18 september aanstaande speelt Jeffrey Helfort in Nederland samen met zijn band The Healers. Recent verscheen de cd Soul Crusade, een mooie reden om uitgebreid met Jeffrey te praten over zijn carrière. Maar eerst even terug naar zijn muzikale achtergrond, zijn muzikale invloeden. Dat zijn onder andere de West Coast, Joni Mitchell, Buffalo Springfield, Marvin Gaye, Lead Belly, The Stones, Ry Cooder en The Beach Boys. You heard Jeffrey Helfort.
That's the stuff I like a lot. But I'm open. I was just talking to my brother on the phone about this, that even before that time, when I was in Berkeley, I lived in Los Angeles, and the stuff you just named was the kind of stuff I was hearing on the radio. But then throw in guys like Stan Getz and Peggy Lee and the older, cool, that stuff was around me at all times.
Jeffrey Helfort, geboren in Dallas, maar op jonge leeftijd al snel verhuisd naar de West Coast. Tegenwoordig woont hij in San Francisco. Zijn nieuwe cd, Soul Crusade, opent met dit nummer, Another Skyline.
Came back in the fall of 53, no other place that I wanted to be, baby, you drew me in, oh, with all of your lies, no other place. Showed me the blue, another skyline that you drifted to. Never leave. I could not be the man that you wanted me to be. Not without you. Not without lies. Another skyline that you drifted. Of isolation, I do that to myself. How much time can I spend feeling sorry for myself? She telegraphed she needs me. Well, she knows that I'll be there. She's wrapped up in my arms, yeah. Oh, she's wrapped in my embrace. Driver, take it slow. One more time around. Sky is full of diamonds. She's falling fast asleep. Forget about tomorrow right now. Where I wanna be.
Another Skyline van de cd Soul Crusade. Jeffrey Helfort en The Healers. En The Healers bestaan uit Adam Rossi en Mike Anderson. Je hoorde net Jeffrey Helfort al praten over de invloed van de West Coast muziek. Hij woont in San Francisco, midden van de West Coast.
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, it all happens over here on the West Coast. Yep, that's where I write. But although in all my trips to Europe, I've been writing with a more inner, you know, a little bit more of an international sense with, I just wrote a song called She Rocked Me on the Train, and it's kind of a travelogue through Europe. You got to get out of your box because, you know, over here on the West Coast now we're talking about how it was on the West Coast, you know, back in the day, right, beforehand. But now it's not what it was back then, in my opinion, you know, the West Coast music scene. It's not like what we were talking about. So having another influence like Europe is fantastic because you guys, it all comes in from everywhere. And so it's broadened my horizons quite a bit, which I, you know, it's great.
Mooi om te horen dat een typische Amerikaan zo wordt beïnvloed door de Europese muziek en de manier waarop we in Europa cultuur beleven. Daar straks meer over. Een van de voorbeelden van die samensmelting is het liedje Wandering Kind.
Set sail. There's a light beyond the horizon line. I am the wandering kind. I am the wandering kind. You heard the calling of the wild, riding down that riverboat, child. Foolhardy, irresponsible. Just don't tell me it's not possible. And if you ain't coming, I'll say goodbye. I am the wandering kind. I am the wandering kind.
Wandering Kind. Een liedje dat niet alleen over de VS gaat, maar ook over de invloeden van Europa op het liedje schrijven. Binnenkort is hij dus in Nederland voor een tour. Zijn zesde Europese tour. Interessant is dus dat in het gesprek de Amerikaanse invloeden een Europese wending krijgen. Nou is er natuurlijk een Amerikaanse cultuur, maar binnen Europa zijn er natuurlijk ook cultuurverschillen. Zo zijn wij in Nederland anders dan Duitsers, anders dan Fransen, anders dan Engelsen. Nou, ga maar zo door. Ik vroeg aan Jeffrey Helfort wat voor rol dat speelt in zijn liedjes, terwijl hij heel veel in Europa is geweest?
That's a good question. What do I take home? Well, the you know, listening or going to your country and looking at all the different people, you know, from the Dutch, from the German, to the French, to the Swiss. What am I taking home? I mean, I'm opening my mind. That's what it is. It's more of an open mind. I love looking at the way you guys live. It's just so healthy to see different cultures and the way that type of thing would affect my songwriting would be more by osmosis, you know, just by being around it. And that's a hard question for me, but I'm doing my best here on that one. I really like the way you guys are more work to live, you know. I like that element. And you know, I'm of course a little bit more partial to the, you know, you can see what traits in the different cultures that you like better.
Jeffrey Hilford over de cultuurverschillen tussen de VS en Europa. In mijn voorbereiding las ik dat hij liedjes wil schrijven die de tand des tijds kunnen weerstaan. Helpt het dan dat die cultuurversmelting een grote rol speelt?
Oh, heck yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes, it does. Yeah, I mean, the way that everything works is, you know, you're more of a socialistic. Those countries are more socialistic. They support the arts more. Of course it does. I can just say yes, yes, yes. But I, you know, a lot of times with songwriting, explaining it is, for me, is not as easy. Because a lot of the songwriting, you know, if I'm spending a lot of time in the Netherlands, you know, one thing, I remember last time I was on tour, I started writing about the sky in the Netherlands, you know. I started writing about the rivers. I started absorbing some of your beauty in your country and the people. And I just take that in, you know. I'm just observing and taking in the kindness and the beauty. And then, you know, hopefully that's going to come out through, you know, analyzing. I mean, I like to analyze things. That's how it affects my songwriting. So can I put it into a profound verbal way? No, probably not, unless it might come out in a song, you know. But of course, culturally, it's a great thing for any songwriter to go to Europe and see how you guys live, right? See how the Dutch live, see how the German live, see how the French live, see how the Swiss live. And you guys live amongst an amazing amount of beauty, and the Dutch are, one thing I really love about the Dutch is that you guys are very open-minded, very accepting, very much love the rock and roll, love American music.
Jeffrey Hilford over de rol van Nederland in het maken van zijn liedjes. Hij is binnenkort op tour in Nederland. Straks meer quotes uit het interview met Jeffrey Hilford in deze aflevering van So Many Roads.
Blues, soul, Americana en country lijken niet meer te bestaan. Grollo Radio bewijst het tegendeel.
Today, I'm sorry that you went away. I'm feeling down, what can I say? I miss you. I'm holding back and it's not fair. I think I'm trying not to care. Of broken hearts, I've had my share, but I miss you. What did we do? Saturday night, dining at your mother's on whipped cream and wine. Make me feel good all the time, make me feel good all the time, make me feel good, good.
thinking to myself today, I'm sorry that you went away. I'm feeling down, what can I say? I miss you. I'm holding back and it's not fair. I think I'm trying not to care. Of broken hearts, I've had my share, but I miss you.
I Miss You van Graham Nash uit 1973 van het album Wild Tales. Jaren later zou dat ook de titel worden van zijn eigen biografie. Terug naar het gesprek met Jeffrey Helford. Zijn nieuwe cd heet Soul Crusade. Binnenkort is hij uitgebreid op tour in Nederland samen met zijn band The Healers. Op die cd staat dit nummer, Devil, dat hij schreef over Donald Trump.
He's got no shame. Law and order he proclaims. Violence he inflames. You know the message is fear. Yeah, the message is fear. And the devil is a man. Well, catch him if you can. Well, the devil is a man. You got to. Well, catch him if you can.
Jeffrey Helford en The Healers van hun cd Soul Crusade. Je hoorde The Devil, een nummer dat Jeffrey Helford schreef over Donald Trump. Je hoort Jeffrey Helford.
That was that song was interesting because there's a guy I write songs with. His name is Don Zimmer. He also owned the label that I was doing when we did West Toward South. So him and I were writing together a little bit on Soul Crusade. He's on a few of those songs, you know, as far as co-write. And he came to me and he had had a really heated discussion with his father-in-law, who's a Trumper. We call them Trumpers if you're for Trumper. And he said, "Jeff, you got to write me this song. I got this." So he had the lyric, "The Devil Is Our Man." And then I was like, well, this is going to be no problem. And I just wrote, you know, he lies, cheats, and steals, breaks the law, then appeals. He's got no shame. Law and order he proclaims, violence he inflames. The message is fear. You know, I mean, that just, bam, there it was. I don't even think I thought about that more than 50 seconds. So yeah, it was more, you're right, it was more of just that.
Een liedje dat hij samen met iemand anders schreef over Donald Trump, omdat hij een ongelooflijk haat. Op de CD Soul Crusade staan nog meer nummers die een boodschap hebben, zoals Walk to the River. Dat gaat over de Mexicaanse vluchtelingen die naar Amerika proberen te komen. Eerder schreef Jeffrey Helford het nummer Broken Cord over de orkaan Katrina. Allemaal Amerikaans getinte songs. Hoe balanceert hij dan met de Europese invloeden waar we het eerder over hadden?
You know, the balance is way out of balance because I'm just starting to get more of an, you know, I'm old, but I'm starting to get more of an international view. You know, maybe that will spill into my writing, but I thought that Walk to the River, although there's a southwestern Rio Grande, complete, one thing that was great about it is that it completely relates to the European situation of immigration also, you know, and that song is done really well with the people in Europe love the song. And I end up telling them, you know, about this doesn't just, I'm not just referring to the, you know, the Mexican American or Latino situation. It could be Greece, it could be, you know, all that. But so I guess it did spill a little bit there, you know. But my feet are so much deeper in living in America, and there's so much to write about here with all the craziness, you know. And I'm not saying it isn't crazy over there, but some of the stuff, as you know, some of the stuff happening in America is just like, are you, you know, my teeth are going to fall out, you know what I mean, with the way that things are, you know, leaning with the, you know, amoral Donald Trump. You know, he's just, I don't know, just the whole Republican Party and the amoralness to the way they're being. Everybody's pissed off, but I still don't, you know, that we're going, I'm going a little political, but I still don't think there's a chance he'll win the election.
No, but is it necessary for you to write that The Devil as a political song, or is it just a song with Donald Trump as a subject because you dislike him in that sense?
Yeah, that's what it was. Exactly. You nailed that. Yep. That's why I couldn't stand him.
I'm gonna walk to the river. 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 Like ants across the sand, we're not criminals, we're refugees, and we're heading down to the land of the free. I'm gonna walk to the river. I'm gonna walk to the river. I'm gonna walk to the river. Down to the water. Oh, the water was high.
lightly to my hand. We jumped into the Rio Grande. Somebody drowned. Well, maybe it's a blessing not to realize your dreams, 'cause they're locking kids in cages and at night you hear the screams. America has no place for you, there's nothing left to sell. It's the secret of the river, and the river never tells. I'm gonna walk to the river.
Jeffrey Helvoort en de Healers van de CD Soul Crusade. Een nummer dat Jeffrey Helvoort schreef over vluchtelingen die graag de Amerikaanse grens over willen. Maar dat nummer, zoals je hebt gehoord in het interviewfragment, heeft ook te maken met de vluchtelingencrisis hier in Europa. Straks nog een paar laatste quotes uit het interview met Jeffrey Helvoort. Die gaan over Mississippi Flyer. Een nummer wat Jeffrey kreeg van voormalig Stones-bassist Bill Wyman. Binnenkort in Nederland op tour, maar een mooi verhaal is dat hij van Bill Wyman het nummer Mississippi Flyer opgestuurd kreeg.
I've got a good friend who's close with Bill. And so she was turning Bill on to my music. So he became a fan. He's listening to like Lo-Fi Dreams and West, you know, West toward South. And then I got a message through her. She's like, Bill wants you to do one of his songs. So he sends me the song.
Jeffrey Helvoort over het mooie verhaal dat ex-Stone-bassist Bill Wyman een van zijn nummers opstuurde naar Jeffrey. Omdat hij gewoon fan was van de muziek van Jeffrey Helvoort. Het gaat om dit nummer, Mississippi Flyer.
A ticket on the Mississippi Flyer. I settled in the cabin, I'm a man for hire. Looking at the passengers, staring them down. I gotta get out of this one horse town. Can't wait to see that woman of mine. Blow the train whistle, well, it's right on time.
is a train to ride. The Mississippi Flyer is a train to ride.
Mississippi Flyer in de versie van Jeffrey Helford en The Healers. Een nummer dat Jeffrey opgestuurd kreeg van Rolling Stone Bill Wyman. Dat was niet deze versie, want Jeffrey zei over de oorspronkelijke versie van Bill Wyman dat hij zijn groove moest vinden.
I hear it and it's a piano. I called it boogie woogie, but Bill didn't think it was boogie woogie, which is, he probably knows better than I do, right? So I was like, how could I do this song? Because I don't think us redoing the boogie woogie thing. So when we went on tour, the last tour we did like Holland, Belgium, Switzerland and stuff. And I was trying to play it, you know, I was like doing it live. And it was a lot of it wasn't very good. I was like, damn, this song is not doing what I want to do. And then I capoed it. You know, I took my guitar and I capoed it on the fifth fret in an open tuning. And I got this cool little New Orleans type riff. And then I felt like, okay, we got this. We got this. And then my band just did like a real swampy voodoo thing, stand up bass and drums with that are muted. And I was like, yeah, we got it. So you're kind of, you know, I don't do other people's songs that much, but if I do, I want them to be, you know, have that special, like one of your painters, your special color that bam, it goes alive. And so when I did the New Orleans riff and those guys did the stand up bass, I was like, yeah, this is cool. So that's how. And then I had the stress of, after I it was done, I had the stress of sending it back to Bill. And I remember it being in my room going, oh, shoot, what if he doesn't like it? You know what I mean? That I don't think I could have lived with him saying, nice try, Jeffrey, but I don't think you hit the mark. Or, you know, I couldn't have taken it if he didn't like it. But I got lucky. He heard it and he really liked it.
Jeffrey Helford over de samenwerking met Bill Wyman in het nummer Mississippi Flyer. Tot 18 september is hij in Nederland op tour. Je hebt kunnen luisteren naar een gesprek met Jeffrey Helford in deze aflevering van So Many Roads. Het volledige gesprek staat straks op Spotify. Zoek dan naar Grollo Radio, de podcast die wij maken. Tot zover deze aflevering van So Many Roads.